Yes, what's your name?
No, you're lying, so what was the secret to you?
Oh, well, it is.
Yes, I'm scared.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna have to settle the first.
No, I'm not.
Because he lies, you can't go anywhere without the speaker and the chair of the association. Two meetings can't happen.
Are you Thomas?
By the way, Thomas has me a key.
You're not invited to those, are you invited to those?
I'd like to call the membership committee meeting of the Osage Nation Congress to order. The time is 12:16. First item on the agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Bethelhead? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here. Next item is prayer. Ms. Ogden, would you give us a prayer, please?
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to be here with the members of Congress. I ask you, Lord, that you would give them wisdom and strength to get through this session. And I pray to all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Next item is approval of minutes.
Move to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Yes.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Discussion? None. Minutes are approved. Next item. Oops.
Yeah, there you go.
No, it was stapled to the agenda. Next item is ONCA 17-91, an act to amend 21 ONC section 1-102 of the Osage Nation Membership Act to define birth certificate and to establish an alternate effective date. And I would like to thank the executive branch and Casey Johnson, who was here earlier, or he's still here, Director of Operations, and Sarah Oberly, who is the Director of the Membership Office, here to join us today. It is a somewhat of a spirit of cooperation, and I appreciate you being here. And from previous meetings that we have had, if you're not familiar with what we're trying to do, there's a little bit of ambiguity when it comes to the definition of birth certificate. And I asked Sarah to come here and explain and justify through the membership office and how their process works and cleaning up the definitions of birth certificates. So we've gone over this before. We've redefined or added actually a definition of what birth certificate means. But Sarah, at this time, if you'd be so kind to enlighten us on the definitions that we proposed.
Okay. Usually on our applications, and we always say state issued, original state issued birth certificate. And then it says in the bill, an original certified birth certificate, which is really the same thing, but I just wanted to clear up any, I just wanted everything to be the same. That way, we could just put the definition in the bill, what a state issued birth certificate is. We get a lot of counties birth certificates sent in, and for one of my trainings, they said that's probably the easiest, fraudulent document you can create.
So the county birth certificates are the easiest to duplicate fraud?
In one of the courses we took, that was what they said. It's much easier because it's not the state registered signature, there's not a state seal, there's not a state file number, which you would have on a state issued certificate.
Okay.
So I just want to make everything clean and, where my application and my bill is going to match. It's going to say the same thing.
Okay.
So that's basically, it's just wording.
Okay. So you're wanting the state-issued birth certificate as opposed to one from the county or even one from the hospital?
Right. And we put on our application, we don't accept county, we don't accept state. Delayed, you don't really see those much anymore. We do have some from way back when. That's when we used to have, I guess, first at home, and so they would delay having them. We don't really take delay now because there's really no reason so much. But we specify exactly what we want to take and what we do take. And that's why I would like to just have the wording changed to put state issued original birth certificate.
Okay. I just want to recognize, I guess Clint, you're here for this meeting.
Yes, I am.
You must have been listening up on the hill and your button to that. Here you are.
That's correct.
Magically appeared. Okay, well, thanks for joining us. I'll get to you shortly.
Thanks for recognizing.
The floor wants to recognize Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I was in the committee meeting where we discussed this on July 6th, and I'm familiar with the topic of this amendment to this legislation. And it was concerning to me that there are some states that have regulations that you don't have a state-issued birth certificate, that it's produced by the county or borough. And I believe that's two states.
Okay.
And Congressman Tillman, I refresh my memory, that were New York and Colorado. So members from those states, I see you put exception language in there, so you're able to accept their type of birth certificates that's issued by those states. So I'm good with what's going on here in the bill. This is the second time we visited it, so I support this. I don't have a problem with it, and I believe that First Assistant Attorney General Clint Patterson has reviewed it and thinks the language is good in this bill. Have you reviewed the language that we've changed it to?
Yes, thank you. Yes, I have, and I think it is good. I'm for further clarification where there was none, so, and of course, Mr. Lilly is the expert on what to accept and what not to, and what the problem is with the birth certificates, so I asked her if she agreed with it. She did, and I don't have a problem with it either.
Clint, I appreciate your input. Thank you very much, Mr. Patterson. Congresswoman, let's see what you, Edwards.
I have an amendment. Page 1, line 33, insert the before state. Line 34 and 35, strike the sentence that begins a birth certificate issued by a hospital up to the word, or to the word accept. Line 35, capitalize the I and N. Line 36, strike and in such cases, and insert in addition to the above. Line 37, strike the S in certificate and insert after certificate means a certificate, and strike will be accepted.
That's good. I would like to see that printed out and a copy given to us here so we could all look at that.
Right.
Just
so if you let me read it to you, and then if you'll give me a second, I'll go get it printed out so everybody can see it. So then it would read like this. Birth certificate means the original or certified reproduction of a birth record showing the percentage, state seal, the parentage,
uh-huh.
The state seal, the state register signature, and the state file number. In addition to the above, in those states where state law prohibits the release of full photocopies, birth certificate means a certificate issued by a county or borough.
Yeah, I'll like that.
I just want to see it written out so we all can look at it. And,
was that a motion?
Second.
I'll second it. Yeah, second.
Okay. There was a motion and a second.
So we're discussing it, but she's.
So we're discussing. I just want to see it in full print.
Right. She made it more concise.
Attorney General's office is able to view. Congressman Maker.
Yeah, I have a question. Did I hear you say that some births that weren't certified by the state are not to be.
We don't accept them.
You don't accept them anymore?
If they're not, unless they're from Colorado. Mm-hmm. And Colorado sends a letter, and it says that this is for the Bureau of Indian Affairs or for a passport given this letter saying we do not provide full copies of the birth certificate. And they'll bring us that letter.
Right.
Which we just put in the file because, okay. In New York City or New York, there's so many people, they don't have the one central place. So the boroughs all issue their own birth certificates. Mm-hmm.
So those are the two. And maybe down the road, there might be more that start going this way. I don't know. But right now, just for the sake of continuity, I'd like to just, we accept the certified state issue person.
Well, yeah, my question is, I understand.
Okay.
Like, Bill, huge cities, but, okay, like around here, like, does that mean someone who is, you know, someone gets birthed in their home or a Walmart parking lot or wherever, do you mean, are they to be included or excluded?
Well, they can go and get, because usually I'm sure, like, a midwife will report the birth, and they get a birth certificate, state issue.
They get a state issue.
Right.
Where, no matter where.
Yeah.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So the reason I made these changes is, you know, we've had other bills in the past where we did, and Clint, I'm probably mostly speaking to you about this. We had definitions, and they included not just definitions, but they gave explanations. So this one, I thought, fit into that category where it says, birth certificate is not acceptable, except blah, blah, blah. And I've had comments that say, that doesn't belong in a strict definition sense. And I took that to heart, so I took that out and then reworked the language so that it's inconsistent with just being a definition. That's why.
And I agree with that. That does make it not only easier to read, but further clarifies what a birth certificate is.
So you're okay with it, Sarah? You're okay with it?
Yes.
Chair would entertain the motion.
I made the motion. I just know it's already been made. It's already been seconded. We just need a vote.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Motion passes. Discussion. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I move to report bill number ONCA 1791 to Congress with the due pass recommendation as amended.
Second. Motion and a second.
Did anybody speak to there's two J's now?
Those get caught in the
okay. Okay.
Write that down though, so we don't miss it.
Thank you, Mr. Patterson. So.
Thanks.
Motion and a second. Discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Bill passes.
So we'll fix that in reimbursement?
Yes.
I move to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor, we're adjourned.
Thank you, Sarah. That was easy.
Sorry, it took so long.
Thanks for amending that. That made it
over. Now we're still in the middle of that.
I told him I was going to do it.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it.